Hey there, GWA Backstage. I'm here to do the I Like Languages questionnaire by Curis. I finally got the time to try this questionnaire, and this is going to be my first questionnaire, so I'm super excited. Before I start, I want to point out that I'm super tired right now, and I might be really slow at answering some questions, and there might be a lot of ums and ramblings, and my answers might not be as clear as I'd like them to be, so I apologize for that in advance. But please bear with me. And nonetheless, I am super excited to hear everyone else's posts and hear everyone else talking about their native languages, and I love hearing people talk about languages, so I can't wait. So without further ado, I guess I'll begin. So number one, what is your native language? My native language is Urdu, which is spoken in Pakistan. So I was born there, but I came to the States when I was one, so English has been my most spoken language ever since, but I do speak Urdu to my parents and like some family that still lives there and my grandmothers, but obviously English is something that comes to me more naturally, I would say. But I don't think I'm bad at it. I wouldn't say I'm like super, super fluent at it, but I wouldn't say I'm like horrible or I can't speak it at all. I think I'm somewhat fluent at it, so. And number two, do you like your native language? If yes, why/what do you enjoy? Sound, grammar, richness of it? If no, why? Of course, I really do enjoy my native language. It's a part of me, and I'm really proud that I do know it. But I can't really say what I enjoy about it. I do like a lot of the words. I think they're fun to say, like, I don't know. One of my favorite words, I mean, I know that's one of the questions coming up, but like one of my favorite words to say is like amazing, which would be like zabardast. I don't know why that's fun to say, but I think it's fun. I think, yeah, the sound is pretty nice, but I wouldn't say I enjoy the grammar. The grammar is kind of difficult in the sense a lot of it is masculine and feminine, but it can be difficult with what noun is being used. So let's say like you're using car versus truck. So a car in Urdu is gadi. So the sentence would be like the car is moving. So it'd be like gadi chaladi hai. And then if it was a truck, it'd be like the sentence would be a truck is moving, it'd be truck chalara hai. So you have the verbs of chalari, which would be the feminine of moving, and then chalara would be the masculine of moving, but sometimes you wouldn't know which ending is placed where. I feel like that can be kind of confusing. Maybe it's because I don't speak it as often, and if I would like visit there more often and if I spoke Urdu more often, maybe that would come to me more clear, but I think that can be kind of difficult, which I don't really like, but other than that, I think it's a really fun language. What's also really nice about it is that Urdu and Hindi are very close speaking-wise to one another, so I can understand anyone who's speaking Hindi and converse with them perfectly, and can also understand Bollywood movies without subtitles, which is quite nice, which I don't know, which it gives you like a, I guess, wider range of people to connect with. Even though most people who speak Urdu and Hindi know English anyway, so chances of them not knowing English at all, unless you're talking to someone really old, is slim to none, in my opinion. So number three, do you think your native language might be difficult for foreigners to learn? why or why not. I think I just kind of mentioned that in the previous question, that like the grammar to noun thing can be a little bit difficult in my opinion, but I don't think the language itself is super, super difficult as long as, you know, you practice it a lot and you get to speak to people who know the language quite a bit. But yeah, again, it depends person to person and what your native language is, I feel. So number four, do you know any other languages apart from English, I assume? So apart from English and my native language, I do not know any other languages, sadly. Like, I've tried to, you know, I mean, I learned Spanish in high school and a bit of middle school, so I took like 5 years of it. I can like read it okay, but when it comes to speaking, it's pretty bad. I can't really speak it that well. But I mean, reading is okay, but I feel like if I practiced it more, I'd be okay at it. And then I took a year of French and a year of Latin also in high school, which they were really fun. I'd like to go on with French. I know it's a complex language, but I think it would be very interesting to learn. And also I self-taught myself a bit of Korean. Actually, not just self-taught, I actually got lessons and stuff for about like 2 years. I know like a few phrases here and there and I can read it, but again, I wish I practiced more with these languages and went on with them, so I'm not fluent in any of them. Number five, what is your favorite language ever? Why? Is it also the one you find the sexiest? I don't really have a favorite language. I think a lot of languages, or if not, almost all languages can sound really sexy. It just depends on who's speaking, in the sense, like how they implement, or like, I don't know if implement's the right word, but like they portray their language. I think that can sound sexy. I think it's nice when you hear a language you really don't understand, and it just sounds mysterious a lot of times, so I don't know if that's politically correct to say, but like, I don't know, I think that kind of sounds nice. I don't know, I think that sounds kind of sexy in my opinion, but yeah, I don't really have a favorite language. I had to pause the audio right there because I got a call, so I do apologize for that weird cut in the middle. Anyway, I think I was about to start question number six, which was, which languages would you like to learn and why? Hiccup. Okay. I'd like to learn all the languages that I tried learning in the past. Would be really cool to keep going on with them and learning them, obviously. I mean, picking up on them even more and getting to the point where I could converse with people with those languages would be really awesome. I think I'd also like to learn Japanese. I think Japanese would sound really cool. I'd also like to learn two regional languages from Pakistan. One is Punjabi. And the reason why I like to learn Punjabi is because my dad grew up in the Punjab area, so he knows it pretty well, and I think it sounds really fun and cool, and I can understand a bit of it, but obviously I can't converse to anyone with it. And I'd also like to learn Pashtun, which is also a language in Pakistan. My friend is from the Pathan area. Well, her family's from there, so she speaks Pashtun, and I think it sounds so beautiful and so poetic, and I feel like it'd be really cool to learn a language like that. I don't know, it's a very soft language, I feel. But yeah, I think I'd like to learn, honestly, any languages. But those would be ones that I'd really want to pick up on. And I feel like it wouldn't be too difficult to pick up on them. So, yeah, at least not, I'm not speaking about Japanese. I'm talking about like Punjabi and Pashtun, in my opinion. Anyway, number 8. Tell us your favorite word slash phrase slash saying in your native language. What does it mean and why do you like it? Well, I like the word for love in Urdu, which is pyar. And I like this phrase of I love you. I think it sounds really nice, which is mujhe tumse pyar hai. I don't know. I think it sounds so cute. I also like words like, I don't know, words like besharam, which is not, it says, that's not a good word. It means not having modesty or not having, I don't know, like, that's, I guess, the word, but it means, like, and I feel like it's like every parent uses it with their kid, like, besharam. Like, you have no sharam. Like, sharam is, I guess, modesty, but it just doesn't translate right, in my opinion. Yeah. Batamis is fun to say. I don't know. Batamis means what, stupid or wrong? Or, again, one of the other translations, I don't know. I can Google that, actually. Wow, look at me Googling what the exact translation is, right? Okay, it's not the song. It means like foolish. Okay, it means bad. Okay, I get bad is, okay, I don't know. Foolish, idiotic? Yeah, foolish, idiotic. Bad is, oh, it says bad is a Farsi prefix. Okay, so foolish or idiotic, yeah. Anyway, those are some words that I do like. This is so cringy. I feel like I'm so out of it. Please, if anyone is sticking with me to this point, congrats, because I hope this isn't, like, horribly annoying. Anyway. Number 9, tongue twisters time. Do you know any tongue twisters in your native language? Please share, preferably a few times slower so we can embarrass ourselves at home too. So I'm going to try one time fast and then I'm going to go slower with this one tongue twister I know. Oh, bear with me. This might be really bad. Okay. Chano ki chachi ne chano ki chachi ko chani raat mein chani ki chamach se chutney chutai. Okay, cool. Okay, so chanu's. So basically, I'll repeat that and then I'll do the translation. Yeah. So chano ki chacha ne chano ki chachi ko. Oh, that's the first two parts. Chano ki chacha ne chano ki chachi ko chani raat mein. So, chanu ke chacha ne chanu ki chachi ko chani raat mein. And then the next part is chandi. So, chandi ki chamach se chutney chatai. So, chanu ke chacha ne chanu ki chachi ko chani raat mein chandi ki chamach se chutney chatai. Yeah. So basically, it means, I guess like a rough translation would be, so chacha would be your, so your dad's brother, so your paternal uncle, and then your chachi would be your paternal uncle's wife, so your aunt, right? So Janu ke chacha ne basically means Janu's uncle. Okay, so basically what it means, like, Janu's uncle fed Janu's chachi, which is Janu's aunt, chutney, which is this kind of sauce. Wait. Yeah, so he fed her chutney in the moonlight with a silver spoon. Yeah. Chanu's uncle fed Chanu's Chanu's aunt. chutney in the moonlight with the silver spoon, if that makes sense. Probably not. That's a really rough translation right there. Okay. Wow, this is gonna be so long. This is gonna be so cringy. Oh my goodness. Anyway, number 10. Are there any words / phrases / sayings you find difficult to translate into English? Obviously, I feel like this whole, audio, I've been like, wait, what does that mean in English? Because I can't translate clearly, obviously. But, I mean, I think one word that it took me so long to translate, and I heard people use it all the time, is the word takaluf. And you'll hear, like, my mom, or, like, I'd hear, like, aunties saying this all the time when I went to their houses. They'd be like, takaluf ne karo, which is basically saying, like, don't be takaluf, or don't have takaluf. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. So takaluf basically means, like, don't have formalities. I guess, like, it would be, like, formality, but, like, I still don't think it's completely right. I feel like you can't say, like, don't have formalities. Like, I don't know. You don't have to be formal, I guess, but it doesn't translate well, in my opinion. Anyway, number 11, teach us how to introduce yourself in your native language. Age, name, where you're from. So age would be, so if you're saying like, let's say I'm saying 10. So 10 would be thus, like I'm 10 years old. So you say, me das sal ki hu. If you're a girl. But if you're a guy, you would say me das sal kahu. Then your name would be, like, for example, I put my name, for example. Mera naam Sara hai. Or Sarah. I don't know. I say both ways. My family mainly says a Sara. So it'd be Mera Naam, or Mera Naam, saying in such a a Western accent, Mera Naam Sara Hai. So if you're, yeah, so if you're a guy or girl, it would be the same. Except you wouldn't have the name Sara. Unless you do have the name Sara or Sarah, that's cool. Where you're from. So you'd say me, I'm gonna say this example, New York. I'm not from New York, but let's put that. Me New York, se hu. Like, I am from New York. But if you're saying, like, I was born somewhere, let's say you were saying, I was born somewhere, like, I was born in Pakistan. So I would say, me Pakistan. Me peda hoi thi. Yeah, and then if you're a guy, it would be me Pakistan me peda hoi tha. Actually, if you're a guy, it would be, so I'm gonna insert Pakistan again. It would actually be me Pakistan me peda hua tha. Yeah, not hoi tha. I got confused there. Anyway, number 12. We all post audios primarily in English, not shying away from the dirty stuff. Does it feel any different at Toxma in your native language? Are you more embarrassed, shy, nervous, or perhaps quite the contrary? I've never really heard anyone talk smut in my language or in Hindi, which is, you know, would sound really close to my language. So I wouldn't really know what my reaction would be to that. Like, I don't know if I'd be really turned on or turned off. So I guess someone should try to make one in either languages, and I have to see my reaction to that. Number 13. Do your verification for GWA or GWAB in your native language. So, I can try. I don't know what verification would actually be in my language, but I'll still try, I guess. Hello, mera naam. Or no, I'm not introducing who I am or saying what my name is. So it'd be, hello, me Sarah Serenity and Sleepu, or me, or moje verification chahiye for, or chahiye GWA backstage ke liye, or aaj November, no, it'd be, I think, 13 November 2016 hai. Yeah, I think that's it, right? Because all you need to do is the date and your name and what you're verifying for. That was probably really bad, but I tried, you know what? Anyway, this is super long and I do apologize for that. It's like 20, it's over 20 minutes. I didn't think it'd be that long. I hope I wasn't that cringy. I probably was. Anyway, it was super fun to do, and I can't wait to listen to everyone else's audios. Yeah, and I hope you all have a good day or night. Thanks for listening.